And we do begin tonight with breaking news on News Nation. We are tracking the very latest after a massive explosion shattered windows and damaged buildings in downtown Nashville, injuring three people. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Nicole Burley.
And I'm Ruta Bazzi. Nashville's mayor vowing to rebuild, and investigators now say they found human tissue at the scene.
Investigators say an RV parked on a deserted street blew up this morning, causing significant damage to buildings, including a nearby AT&T building. Surveillance footage from a church caught the moment of that explosion. First, you'll see it, then you'll hear it. Now you can see just how destructive the blast was to surrounding buildings, smashing glass and causing damage inside. It happened in Nashville's downtown area. It's in front of that AT&T transmission building. Investigators say officers responded to a call of shots fired in the area about an hour before the blast, and the RV exploded as officers tried to clear that area. Nashville police posting this image on Twitter that they say shows the RV arriving at the scene around 1:30 this morning. That blast happened about 5 hours later. Here's police dispatch audio from when officers were responding.
Let's stay back two blocks. We've had some type of large explosion. So we figure out what's going on. We've had a large explosion. So we can figure out what's going on, make sure we don't have any secondaries. B6, this is District 9.
District 9, go ahead.
Give me a second alarm. Have my second alarm stage at 5th and Broadway.
In the meantime, witnesses living nearby reported hearing gunshots before the blast.
I was perplexed, but thought, maybe it was somebody slamming doors or something. But then about 10 minutes later, there was a whole nother round of guns fire, this time more gunfire and louder. We were petrified. We were sitting in our apartment with the door barricaded, with the lights out, not talking because we were scared to make noise.
Now, footage from the immediate aftermath shows the chaos that ensued as people living in the vicinity came out of their homes to assess the damage, and according to the fire chief, one building across from the explosion collapsed, and the structural integrity of other buildings in the area is still being checked out. Witnesses also say a recording was playing before that explosion, warning people nearby. And News Nation correspondent Brian Enten is live in Nashville tonight with the very latest details. Brian.
Nicole, the circumstances surrounding this explosion are so strange. The neighbors here say it all started at about 6 a.m. when they first heard the gunshots. Then about 6:15 a.m., this RV appears downtown, and they start hearing a female's voice broadcasted from the RV on a loudspeaker telling residents that there is going to be an explosion and for them to get out of the area. 15 minutes later, 6:30 a.m. Christmas morning, the RV explodes. You see, all of downtown Nashville behind me is closed because there's so much damage. The good news out of all of this is that only three people were hurt, and we are told their injuries are not serious. The explosion in downtown Nashville Christmas morning damaged dozens of businesses and homes. Nashville police released this picture of the RV that exploded, hoping someone will recognize it. The mayor of Nashville says it was a bomb. Police say the situation began just after 6 this morning when an audio countdown was played from the RV, warning people in the area to evacuate.
They heard an RV giving out a message, basically saying that it was going to detonate within a certain time frame, and a countdown would go on, and then it would play music, and then the countdown would start again.
Nashville police say they found human remains near the explosion, but it's unclear whether the remains belong to the suspect or victim. The explosion happened right in front of an AT&T transmission building, and AT&T service was disrupted throughout the southeast U.S.
But Nashvillians have proven time and time again that the spirit of our city cannot be broken. But we're not going to rest until those responsible for this outrageous and cowardly attack are brought to justice.
The explosion shook buildings throughout downtown Nashville, which was captured on surveillance cameras.
Our whole car shook, and it felt like a bomb went off, and we looked over towards 2nd Avenue from the Gulch, and like we saw like flames and like sparks, and like you could see that not only the smoke, but you could see like the explosion sparks.
And it certainly is interesting that this RV was parked right outside the AT&T transmission building when it exploded. We asked the police chief about that. He said at this point he does not want to get into motive, but he did say it may be that whoever's behind this didn't want to hurt anyone because it happened so early in the morning, and they actually gave that warning through a speaker inside the RV. But it did cause massive AT&T outages throughout the southeast United States. We still have no cell service here with AT&T. They had to shut the airport down because of communication problems, and even the 911 dispatch center here in Nashville was impacted. Nicole and Ruta Bay.
Brian, we can see the scene behind you there. Now, can you kind of explain what that downtown area is like? Is it all commercial, all businesses down there, or there's residents and residential apartments and that kind of thing as well?
Yeah, residential and commercial. Downtown Nashville, very, very popular place. Restaurants, bars, clubs, businesses. You've got the big AT&T building behind me, and they've got the entire area shut down. I'd say about a mile radius from where this explosion happened right now. So people aren't able to get to their homes. There's now a curfew overnight, and the mayor talked about the extensive damage and that it's going to take quite some time to rebuild here. But again, the good news out of all of this, if there is any good news, is that only three people injured. And the mayor was very, very happy to report that those injuries, again, are not serious.
All right, Brian Enten reporting live for us tonight. Thank you. We'll check back in with you in about a half hour.
As federal investigators comb the scene of the blast for clues, we're hearing from people who live in the area about the moments before the explosion. News Nation reporter Josh Breslow spoke with a man who was out walking his dog when he was shocked by the blast.
Early Christmas morning, a man and his dog out for a walk.
Or 6:30 in the morning, you know, it's, you know, I mean, there's, I mean, I'll say this, look, there's not a quieter time downtown than, you know, Christmas morning. I noticed there was police cars at each corner with their lights on, and the guy from the 21C Hotel was running outside the building saying we got to evacuate.
Caught on camera, you see that officer talking to David Malloy, potentially saving him and his dog DJ from harm.
The officer was in the middle of the road of 2nd Avenue walking towards me, telling me to evacuate. And I said, why do I need to evacuate? And right then, boom. We were really, really fortunate that we didn't get hurt. And of course, you know, myself and the officer and the other two officers, like I said, standing out there, the gentleman I was talking to, we were okay, just obviously scared the crap out of it. And it happened, boom. Windows were blowing out everywhere, and the building right adjacent to ours, all of their windows in the front blew out, top and bottom, everything.
The man hearing the warning from that RV, but thought it was a message of safety, not danger.
The recording that I was hearing, I just assumed it was coming from the police car, which, you know, I was thinking, wow, I didn't know they could do that with a police car. But it basically was saying something to the effect of do not approach this vehicle, stand away. And it wasn't like super loud, but loud enough for me to make out a little bit of that. And then
the white flash, the explosion.
I checked our alley cameras and our back door also blew wide open. And then I realized a little later that all the back doors of the buildings behind us, some of them are still wide open.
As for DJ,
she was fairly unfazed by it. I didn't know. Of course, you know, I hope there's not a thunderstorm and now she's freaked out by thunderstorms going forward, but I'm hoping that she's okay. So lucky. You're getting debris and glass all around everywhere, and just, you know, it's my Christmas miracle, I'll tell you that.
In Nashville, Josh Breslow, News Nation.
Well, joining us tonight on News Nation to discuss the ongoing investigation into that explosion is Phil Andrew. Phil is the principal and founder of Pax Group LLC and was an FBI special agent from 1997 till 2018. Mr. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Glad to be with you.
Well, I'm sure you've seen this video. Very intense. We know the FBI was called in fairly quickly here. Can you kind of talk about what factors necessitate that type of decision?
Well, whenever there's a indicator of explosives, any nexus to potential domestic or international terrorism, the FBI is going to be called in, largely because of the nationwide and international investigative capability, but also because those special investigative techniques and forensics that are available to coordinate with the ATF around bombs and explosive material And this is going to be a big crime scene to mop up little pieces of evidence to understand where this RV came from and what the bomb-making material was. And those will give clues as this investigation moves forward.
And we know that there have been human remains found at the scene. Obviously, at this point, we don't have any other information. I don't know if you can, I don't want you to have to speculate, but can you talk to us at all about maybe a possible profile of the person or the people responsible for this?
You know, it's very difficult to come up with a physical profile of this person or persons yet. What we do know is that they chose a time and a place that seemed to minimize injury, but had still a great deal of destruction. It remains to be seen whether the AT&T switching station was a target. My understanding is that building has a lot of glass. Was it an attempt to increase the destructive capability of the bomb? But there are some insights gleaned from this place that was attacked and the time and the fact that it was done at a time when you couldn't expect a lot of people on the street.
Well, and actually, Mr. Andrew, that was a question I was going to ask you because, you know, it was done on Christmas Day, major holiday. Now it's a Friday, but this is obviously not a normal Friday morning.
No, obviously, you know, maybe this they planned poorly, but that in association with this announcement, there appears to have been some sort of recorded announcement warning people to get away. That combined with the placement in an area that wasn't well populated when the bomb went off, really go to an interesting insight into motive. That is this about attention? Is this have something to do geographically with some conflict in the area or a conflict with a business or someone living in the area? All these will be leads that the FBI, local authorities, and the ATF explore.
Well, I think all of us, you know, when we see some type of explosion in a public place like this, our mind, you know, many times harkens back to the past. Obviously, times are different now. We're seeing so many videos and posts on social media. So how crucial will eyewitnesses be to helping authorities kind of piece together what happened?
Eyewitnesses, particularly the electronic recordings and the videos, are going to be critical. You'll notice that the authorities have released a picture of the RV. They are counting on the public to give insight as to where it might have been seen, someone that might know the past ownership of it. And this is an opportunity for the general public to really help both the authorities move forward in this investigation. They'll also be relying on a lot of electronic potential surveillance from videos, maybe municipal videos or shop videos, to see where this vehicle was before this happened and who might have been driving it, or the drivers or other people associated with, and who may have left the vehicle there.
And you did mention the fact that authorities have released that picture of the RV. Is there anything that you can glean from the fact that an RV was used in this attack?
Not initially. Obviously, it's lightweight. You can put a lot of material in it, and you can keep that hidden from public view. All those things may have been considerations. But it might also be that it was stolen or that it was cheap to purchase, or it might already have been in the possession of whoever or the parties that planned this. So I think at this point, it's an undefined clue that may play to be important later. But, you know, there are a lot of records out there as to vehicle ownership, and we'll be jumping off from the last known legal owner. And that will be some important clues to move this investigation forward.
Absolutely. Phil Andrew, former FBI special agent, will check back in with you in our 9 o'clock hour. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet.